Yeah, when I was in my teen years, I used to babysit a little bit. I used to babysit, you know. I don't mind. That's the way I guess we all make a buck in our early teens. I remember one time I was babysitting. I'm just minding my own business, but here come Daddy. I opened the door. I said, "What you need, Daddy?" He said, "Boy, I just wanted to look at this house. Oh, by the way, this is Nadine, a friend of mine. Go on in there, Nadine." I got Daddy aside. I said, "Daddy, you can't be bringing that woman over here." He said, "Come on, boy, we ain't gonna hurt nothing. We just want to look. Holy gee, look at this big old house. These people must be making money hand over fist." I said, "Daddy, don't be tracking mud across that floor." He said, "Boy, relax, lighten up a little bit. What I got in the refrigerator here?" He said, "Dang, look at the champagne." I said, "Daddy, put that champagne back. It looks like it's $15, $20 a bottle." He said, "I ain't gonna drink it and get you in trouble, boy. I just want to see what it tastes like." So he went ahead and popped the little lid off that champagne, gargled with it for a while. Swished it around his syphilitic lips and then spat it back in the bottle. He said, "I just want to taste it." He said, "It don't taste worth no $15 to me." Then he goes running around in the refrigerator, grabbing a big old tub of Ready Whip, some horseradish mustard, some ketchup, a box of Mallow Mars, grabs Nadine's hand, and they start walking up to the bedroom. I said, "Daddy, for crying out loud." He said, "Boy, I'll be in and out of here, no problem at all." I said, "You can get out right now." And I start turning them toward the garage. He looks inside and says, "Wow, a Maserati." I said, "Daddy." He said, "Boy, the key's in it." I said, "Daddy, leave it alone." He said, "I ain't gonna take it anywhere. I just want to hear what a Maserati sound like." Yeah. I said, "Daddy. Daddy, you be careful with that clutch." Oh, my God! I said, "Now, I'm gonna explain that. I'm gonna explain it." He said, "Boy, don't explain it. Just say you don't know nothing about it. When they come in, you take your money and get it, and leave me alone. I gotta take care of some business." "Nay, where are you, woman?" We grab our sleeve bag and all them condiments, and he starts heading up to the bedroom. Shuts the door. I said, "Daddy." He said, "Boy, I got silk sheets in there." I said, "Daddy, for crying out loud. For crying out loud." He said, "Shut up, boy. Shut up. That's what they make laundromats for. Now you come here, Nadine." Well, by this time, I'm just crying. I heard all this whooping and cheering. Nadine giggling. Daddy bellowing. Just imagine what that's doing. Oh, God. Horse riding. Monster. Well, wouldn't you know, there I am wringing my hands, and here come the people I've been babysitting for. They said the movie was lousy. They left early. I said, "Don't go upstairs." They said, "What's going on up there?" And they went thumping up the stairs, opened the door, and there is Daddy. Naked. In flagrant delectae. With this Nadine person there. And there are the people that hired me. Well, they got furious. I mean, they wadded up Daddy's old clothing and they threw it at him. They wadded up Nadine's clothes and they threw it at her. And they grabbed me and they nearly killed me. And they threw all three of us out there in the courtyard. And there we stand in the cold. Daddy fumbling to put his clothes on. He's one of them men, he puts his clothes on, he tucks his shirt into his underwear. Walking along with that big half his underwear showing out the back of his pants. Finally, Daddy goes back and rings the doorbell. The man answers it. Yeah. He says, "What in the blue blazes do you want? Haven't you done enough damage?" "Yeah." Daddy says, "I wonder if I could trouble you. Could you put a little bit of that horseradish mustard in a cup for me to take with me?"
If you think he's crazy, hey, you ought to see his mama.
My daddy.
He's the grease man. DC 101.
Mama's normal.